on earth just like it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And I was just plain language going to God and saying, Lord, what you doing? And how can I help you do what you're doing? What you need me to do for you, Lord?
Hallelujah.
Most of our prayers, we go to God and tell God what we want him to do for us.
Hallelujah.
But the kingdom prayer say, hey, Lord, what can I do for you? How can I help you?
Yes.
What you need me, Lord, to do, Lord?
Yes.
How can I assist you, Father? What you doing?
Come on.
What you praying now, you praying, Lord, your kingdom come.
Come on.
And Lord, well, let your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Not my will and not my desire. You know how to pray it in our heart.
Come on.
It is the prayer of the Lord that I'm praying.
Come
on. And we're going to go and say, Lord, let your kingdom come.
Jesus.
And let your will be done.
Jesus.
Now he's not in him and all of it. He's in on what he doing. Instead of us trying to get him in on what we doing. And
yes.
Getting him in on what we doing, that ain't no bad thing.
Right.
A good thing.
That's a good thing.
Hey, but a greater thing.
Come on.
Is for us to get in on what he find out what he's doing.
Come
and
on.
Get in on that.
Come on.
And then when we do that and get in on that, then we can make that next request what we would normally do at first, and that is Father, give us this day.
Come on.
Our daily bread.
Daily bread, yes.
Everything that we have need of. Sometimes we go to God and ask God for our daily bread before we got that other part straight.
My God.
Because everything that he say in that part there, give us this day our daily bread.
My God.
That's to help us accomplish where we prayed at first, what? God's kingdom come, and God will be done in my life.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
Give me everything that I have need of to accomplish that. That's your will for my life. That's your desire for my life.
Thank
now,
you,
give me everything that I have need of to accomplish that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Know? And then we own it then.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we join in the things of God. You know, and as we come together again, I just keep emphasizing this, you know. As Let's Go Higher Ministry.
Yeah.
Kingdom Life, World Outreach Ministry,
yeah.
And other ministries that will join. You know, my prayer is that all our little local ministries in our community,
yes,
will bring everything.
Come on,
whatever it is, even if you're religious,
come on,
bring all that into the kingdom.
Come on now,
Lord, know how to work all that out.
Come on,
Lord, know how to fix that because that's the common denominator. That's the common denominator, and that is, you know, the kingdom ministry of God,
yes,
to our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And when we all bring what God has given us and our gifts and our talents and our anointing and our callings that's upon our lives.
Yes.
When we bring all that up under that amaretto, what amaretto? Lord, let your kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
And let your will be done.
Glory to God.
Now give me this day everything I need. And if we bring all of our ministries under what God is doing, then the common denominator, man, will be for us establishing or reestablishing God's kingdom back on earth.
My God.
Because everything that he's doing is a means to that end. So this is what he knows, Tony. In his kingdom,
come on,
what he established upon the earth, it was no unbroken fellowship.
Come on.
It was no sin.
Come on.
It was just God and his family.
My God.
And they were walking and talking in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship.
Unbroken fellowship.
That's what he wanted more than anything. He just wanted to hang out with his children.
Come on.
He just wanted to love his children.
Come on.
He just, man, want his children to be a part of everything he's doing, man. He wants us to take an active role in everything that he's trying to. And this is what he's trying to accomplish. He want to colonize Earth with him. He wanted to be on Earth just like it is.
Come on,
that's
true.
And the only way he can get that done, he got to get that done through us, through his children. That was his original intent.
Yeah.
He told Adam to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole Earth just like this little Garden of Eden.
Come on.
Which was a little carbon copy of heaven.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's an Eden in heaven? Hallelujah. There's a presence of the Lord and the atmosphere and the environment that comes from that place, you know, and what it results in, you know. Hey, that's Eden. Yeah. And then God planted that on the God, on this earth. And there he placed mankind in, or us in. And then he gave us an assignment. Be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like this little garden of Eden. For what purpose? For it to be in y'all lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. So that, man, I can walk and talk with y'all all the days of our lives, forever and ever and ever. Us becoming who we already are. You know, the enemy has deceived us and gotten us away from what God's original plan and original intent was. And he preoccupied us with good things at the expense of forfeiting a great thing. Listen, it's not a bad thing to go to God and make known your petition and what you need for your reason and everything. Those are good things. But what's a greater thing is getting it in priority and not praying amiss. In other words, praying right, learning how to pray. The disciples told Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. But nothing happened really outside of prayer. Hallelujah. You know, prayer is what gives God legal right and legal petition to interfere with the affairs of our lives here on earth. When we return his word to him, he got to watch over that word.
Hallelujah.
He gave us dominion in the earth. And for him to come in and start usurping dominion in his earth without us, then he'll be violating his word. He can't do that.
Hallelujah.
So he need us.
Hallelujah.
You know, we say that, you know, God don't need nothing. Yes, he do. He need us. He need his family.
Yes.
You know, Tony, you need your family, man. You need your wife to fulfill, man, who you are. I need my family to fulfill who I am. I need my church to fulfill. I need my brothers and sisters, man, to fulfill who I am. Man, we need one another. Just like, man, you know, we need that. God need us, too.
Yes.
He need us. He can't do nothing without us. We can't do nothing without him. He won't do nothing without us. Because he gave us dominion in the earth. He said, let them have dominion in the earth. So when he comes into this earth and just start making things happen and taking authority over our dominion, then he's going to be violating that word. So that's why he instituted prayer and us knowledge and wisdom and understanding, you know, and that's what our desire is. And that's what our purpose is in everything that we do, you know, to all of you who are under the sign of my voice, you know. And I heard Pastor Diddy say, you know, he'll try to start a church. We're here to get the church started. The church already here. You know, you already mighty men and mighty women of God. You know, sometimes you might need a little boost. Sometimes your battery might be a little weak and everything else. And all you need is just a boost. Your battery's still good. It's still, I mean, got plenty of charge on it. Got plenty of power in it, you know. It just need a little boost.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we want. Our desire is to come along, you know, and be a boost to our community. Just like, you know, Pastor Tony and Pastor Liddy and them and their families and the church families. It's come down, man, to give us a boost. To be a boost to us, to ignite us, to get us started. You know, as we get started and our ministry launch and get off the ground, then it's the same thing that our desire is for our community. To be a boost, to be a blessing one to another, to draw us together, to be able to look past one another's faults and mistakes and see that need.
Lord.
And that need is just to love one another, appreciate one another, and think well of one another.
Lord.
And in doing that, Tony, I'll be with all my heart and we'll be fulfilling the will of God. And then we will draw all men unto him. And multitudes of souls will be won not to our churches, but to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And again, I just thank y'all for what y'all bring to this community. I'm looking forward to what God is doing. You know, church family out there in the radio, you know, this is our first really adventure. You know, it's actually the restoration of our ministry here in this community. So we set up a ministry here, and the enemy, you know, he's going to try to come, especially with our assignment, he's going to come and try to disrupt that, destroy that. And some things, you know, he had legal right to do that. But the bottom line is, man, you might can stop what Arthur doing, but you can't stop what God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't stop what God is doing. And this is what God is doing this through us, you know. And what he's doing, he's reestablishing his kingdom back on the earth, man. And boy, in this kingdom, man, there's fullness of joy. In this kingdom, there's peace that the world can't give, the world can't take. In this kingdom is everything that you have need of. In this kingdom, man, is salvation for not only you, but for your whole house. In this kingdom is all the healing that you're ever going to need. In this kingdom is all the provision that you're ever going to need. In this kingdom is all the deliverance that you're ever going to need. And most of all, in this kingdom is his very presence, his anointing. Everything that you are, all of God. Listen, did you know that you are heir, that you have an inheritance? There's a lot of things that we don't know. All we know is all we've learned. And all we've learned is not all there is to know. So there's so much more for us to know. So as we continue to incline our ears unto his saying, as we continue, man, to allow God to use us to edify each other and build each other up and minister into each other's life, you know, the love of God and the grace of God, even if it's in reproof and rebuke and correction. Because them who God loves, he chases too.
That's right.
But he do it all in love. And it'll never condemn us. It'll always bring us to conviction. You know, he'll never declare us not suitable for use. He'll never say that he can't use us. You know, he'll never, man, say, I can't use him. He'll never put you down. But what he will do is, man, he'll convict us. He'll reprove us. He'll rebuke us. He'll chastise us. And he'll do that in love. It'll bring us to the place where we say, Father, I'm sorry. Father, forgive me, Lord. Father, cleanse me from that, Lord. Father, help me with that, Lord. Father, in other words, we go to heaven with repentance, and with a repentant heart, and allow him to do the work on the inside of us. Because listen, unless the Lord build a house, our labor's in vain. He the potter, we're the clay. And listen again, family, you know, and our desire is to bring unity to our community, to bring unity to the body of Christ. Listen, we are the body of Christ. The body has different members, the hand, the feet, the leg. Can the head say to the neck, I don't need you? Can the neck say to the shoulder, I don't need you? Can the shoulder say to the arm, I don't need you? Can the arm say to the hands, I don't need you? No, they got different functions. And different abilities and different gifts and everything else, you know. And they all function in different ways. But boy, they complement each other. They need each other. The same thing with us, the body of Christ. We all got different gifts, different callings. And then when that can all be fitly joined together as one mobile temple, the hand doing what it's called to do, the arm doing what it's called to do, the shoulder doing what it's called to do, the neck doing what it's called to do, the head doing what it's called to do, the legs doing what it's called to do, and it's all fit together and complementing men, the whole body as a whole. Can you see how much power and anointing that we as the body of Christ can walk in?
Come on.
But what's going to bring that to fruition?
Come on.
It's the gospel of the kingdom, the good news about the kingdom. That's the common denominator. That's what's going to bring us all together. Because in the kingdom is what all of us are looking for. See, in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, what we have in there is power, control over our circumstances, our situation, and our symptoms. Our symptoms, our circumstances, situations, and symptoms.
Yes.
The kingdom means to give us back, man, our sovereignty, our dominion, our control, our reign, our rule, our kingship. He gives us back authority over all the authorities of the devil. He restores back our power. He restores back our original place that we had in God. He restores back the anointing and the gift. He restores back the image and the character and the nature and the identity of who we originally were. Can you imagine, man, what life was like before Adam and Eve ate off that tree? And how God was fellowshipping with them before they ate off that tree? You know how they know what they had? They had dominion. Over what? Over all the earth. They had rulership. They had control over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronted their lives here on the earth. They had control over that. They had dominion over that. That's what they lost. That's what Adam and Eve lost. They didn't lose a relationship with God. God still walk and talk with them. In fact, God promised them something. Say, I ain't gonna never leave y'all. I ain't gonna never forsake y'all. Our relationship gonna be different, but I promise you, I ain't never gonna leave you. And in the fullness of time, I'm going to come myself and redeem your life from the destruction. But in the meantime, I ain't never going to leave you. Listen, Israel messed up all kind of ways, man, and did everything else. In fact, as soon as God delivered them, man, you know, Moses went on the mountain and come back with the law before he could even get back with the law, man. They were down that part and having everything else and serving the false gods.
Come on now.
Man, and they told the law, you know the story. Man, they had broke the commandment before they even got it. But God didn't leave them. And God didn't forsake them. There's many times, man, when they went astray and got off course and everything else. Now, it had its built-in consequences, just like sin. It has its built-in consequences, but God did never leave. And God did never forsake. Even though some of them died, and just like the children of Israel, even though they died in the wilderness, but, man, they still got to the promised land, even if they got there in death. Hallelujah. Why? Because his prayer was going to stand. His counsel going to stand. And what he said, he's going to have. And this is what he said originally concerning you and I. Let's make them just like us. That's him and Jesus and the Holy Spirit talking in heaven. Let's make something just like us. And here we are. Hallelujah. Just like him.
Just like him. Made in his beginning and created in his life. But even in the fall, that's not going to stop me in God's plan. That's not going to stop what God is doing. That's not going to stop, you know, the plan of God. That's not going to stop it. His will for being done. And listen, all we want to do is just come and open up our eyes and unstop our deaf ears and to let you know you heard it happened. And to give you quality knowledge, not just knowledge, but quality knowledge. How do you open up this broadcast and say, do you know that you have the power and the responsibility to determine your future and your destiny? Don't you know that you are some total of the strength and the strength that we take every day?
Oh,
it's hard in order for us to make those the right decisions and the right choices that are going to lead to our God-given purpose and justice. That depends on the quality of the knowledge. But at the end of the day, you know, the trust is on the God. God give us permission, free will. We're going to do it live out there for you, you know. And in order for us to make the right choices and the right decisions, depends on the knowledge that we have and the quality of that knowledge.
Yeah.
So if you got a knowledge and then you got a little bit quality of knowledge and then you got a little bit more quality of knowledge, and all that doing is aiding and supporting us at the end of the day to make the right choices and right decisions. The one that will lead and get us to our God-given purpose and destiny.
Thank you.
And that's what our desire is, to bring to you, man. Not just some spiritual emotion, but quality knowledge of the will of God, you know, in the kingdom of God. But at the end of the day, when you have to make a choice and a decision, then you got a little bit better information. That way you're able to make a more quality of the choice and a decision.
Thank you.
So it gets to your God-given purpose. It's our desire to see, you know, your life transform, you know, into the very image and likeness of God.
Hallelujah.
The way he created you. And the way he did this, the way he created us and got us that way, you know what he used? He just spoke the word.
Hallelujah.
You know what we come on this radio broadcast to do? The same principle. We just come to speak the word of God in your life.
Glory to God.
And decree and declare that you mighty man, mighty man.
Yes.
For the Most High God.
Glory.
We come and decree and declare to you that you're not only man, religious title, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Christians, Muslims, but you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. But you're not just real men and real women and dying and living and dying like real men and women. But you are mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, who can do all things through Christ who sent you, who's the head and not the tail, who are kings and priests and man in this earth, who represent man, not our church, not our denomination, not our philosophy, not our ideology, but represent man, God, and his kingdom.
They can't want you to say.
And when God found a people who would get their priorities in line, what their priorities are, if we would seek first, not second, not third, that's very important. If we would seek first, what are the kingdom of God? Let me say it plain and simple. If we would seek first what God is doing, and then men get in on that, instead of men seeking first what we could do for him, and trying to get him in on that, that's a good thing, man. But I'm talking about a great thing.
Hallelujah.
If we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Know what that word that means? And his way of putting us in the right standing with himself. Do you know, man, God got a way of putting you in with righteousness? See, this is not what I say about quality knowledge. Some of you, if I ask most Christians, they are you righteous? Know what they're going to say? Well, no, I'm not. Yes, you are.
Huh.
You've been made to be righteous. He who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God made him to be sin.
That's right.
So that you might be made the righteousness of God. Not going to be. Did you know that righteousness is a gift from God? Did you know that the best you could do as far as obtaining righteousness is like filthy rain? They're talking about if you ain't never do nothing from here on out, that still won't get it. Because you ain't already missed the mark.
Come on.
And the penalty for that is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. That's the love of God. That's the grace of God. Even though, man, we did and trespassed and sinned, yet has he raised us up.
Yes, Lord.
And made us to sit together with Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. He's given us authority over all the authority of our enemy, over the devil, over the devil. Listen, even over mankind's greatest enemy, death.
Come on.
Destroy this temple. And baby, just like Jesus did, I'll get up to you.
Hallelujah.
Everything we get ready to close, everything you see God doing, that you saw Jesus do up on his earth, some people say, well, that's Jesus. You know, I can't do that. I ain't Jesus. Yes, you are.
You ain't Jesus, but you just like him.
Come on now.
And the work that he do, we can do too.
Come on.
And as he is, so are we.
Glory to God.
And as the Father sent him, man, so is the Father sending them.
Thank you, God.
To go into all the world and do just like what we're doing now, Brother Tony, coming together as
That's
one.
Right. That's right.
And building God's kingdom, man.
Hallelujah.
Up on you.
Hallelujah.
You want to say anything more about
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. I just want to bless the people of God, and I want to just highlight the fact that God, just so you hear it out of the riches that God has placed in his heart. And, this is what I went up. This is how I met him, in the house of God, and not knowing him, but hearing that word and knowing that word. And that's what made us connect, glory to God. And so now here we are, glory to God, based off of, being able to connect through the word of God.
Yeah.
And so we just want to encourage the people that are listening to take heed to this word, and also, understand who God is putting around you. Understand who the voices that are speaking to us,
yeah.
So we can give them their flowers while they're here.
Yeah.
We can pull on that word that God has housed in them while they're here, because God put the word in me and this man of God for not for us, but for the people that would hear our word, hear his word through us.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God, I love him talking about the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. And what that means is that the kingdom, if you want to see it the right way, it's the spirit of God. It's the holy anointing of God. It's the government of God abiding with man.
Yeah.
In other words, this spirit is governing our mind. It's governing our heart. It's governing our actions.
Yeah.
And this spirit comes to us through accepting the blood of Jesus. I love what the man of God said. None of us are perfect, but our claim to fame is the blood.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember my grandmother used to always say, I plead the blood, I plead the blood. And man of God, I used to see her with a towel as a kid. I would just imagine her with a towel with some blood on it, rubbing some blood on somebody. But then when I began to grow up, and as Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. But as a grown man, God began to give me the wisdom of it. There's no other, plea you can have in the courthouse of God. You can't plead not guilty. You can't plead guilty. You can't plead no contest to get the pass. The only plea you can plead is the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus, because Jesus is the one that paid the price for it. But once you accept that blood, guess what? That blood makes you worthy to receive you the promise, as in the book of Acts. Glory to God. He says, it's not for you to know the times nor the season that the Father has in his own hands. So we trying to decode if we in the last days. Yeah, we in the last days. But the last days might be another 40, 50, 60 years. We don't know, because one day is as a thousand. A thousand days is like one day with the Lord. So, so in saying that, God said, listen, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the promise.
Yeah.
Glory to God. First of all, believe that my son died for you. Yeah. Believe that he paid the price. And then second of all, receive the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Because as you receive the Holy Spirit, he's the one that's going to govern you. When you're ready to, tell somebody off, the Spirit is going to stop you. When you're ready to step out of bounds in any type of way according to the word of God, the Spirit is going to remind you of the word. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So I just want to thank God for this man of God, and I want to give him his flowers. This is just a rich man of God. So, Bunky, I want you to get behind this man of God. This man has a rich word in his spirit, and glory to God. And I mean, and when we pull on it, when we encourage it, when we pull on it, and when we support it, God can. It's because it's not him. It's God, the God in him. It's what God has written in the tables of his heart. He said, I will write my laws in their mind. Mm-hmm. I will write it in their heart.
Yeah.
And I shall walk in them and dwell in them.
Yeah.
And I shall be their God, and they shall be my people.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And this man is a people of God. Hallelujah. So I want you to encourage the spirit of God that's in him. I want you to pull on that spirit. I want you to support that spirit.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you do that, guess what? Then God can write on the tables of your heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then the same word that's flowing out of us,
it'll
start flowing out of you. Because God is not a respecter person.
No.
Hallelujah. He's not somebody that's looking to. He said it's his wish that none should perish, but all should come into everlasting life. So he's not a respecter of persons. He not looking for just to be one preacher on the mountain. Yeah. He's looking for a many-member body of sons of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. And let's go to the script. He said, who are the sons of God? He said, many that are led. I'm talking about that spirit again. Yeah. Many that are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yeah.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Because if you walk after the flesh, walking after the flesh, you're going to reap corruption.
Yeah.
But walking after the Spirit is life and peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And he said the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness. And he said in all these there is no law. So when you're walking in the Spirit, guess what? You God gives you unmerited favor.
Yeah.
Glory
to
God. You fulfill the law. Jesus then came to take away the law. He came to fulfill it because the commandments were pure, but the people weren't pure. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
But the Spirit brings us to a place that now we can walk in a pure place with God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, man, I've been blessed, man of God. I thank God for Bunker, the city of Bunker, and we will be back with the team. We'll be back ready to do the will of God as God leads it. Hallelujah. And I just bless the people of God. And as we leave, I just send a prayer to each soul in this city.
Yes.
Glory to God, that they would begin to embrace God like never before. They would begin to seek God like never before. Because, like I said once earlier, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now, we take that scripture out of context. So we thinking a car gonna fall out the sky.
Mm-hmm.
We thinking a house gonna fall out the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is God's reward? But that reward is faith.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Because he said, without
faith,
it's impossible to please God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But he said, because those that come to God must first believe that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek it.
Yeah.
Because with the faith, you can open up the door. With the faith, you can get the new house. With the faith, you can get the new car.
Yeah.
With the faith, you can connect with that spouse or that husband or wife you haven't met.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's how it works. So get the faith first. And then the faith, according to the will of God, is going to draw you into every blessing that he's ordained for your life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Yes,
we release faith over the spirit of the city of Bunker that God will begin to move by his spirit in every home. Glory to God. And we would know him like never before.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Hey, listen, Ray, y'all. You know, our time is just about up. If I'm not mistaken, I probably got a couple more minutes on there, you know, and I just like to acknowledge a couple of things, you know. I like to thank God for the ministries here in Bunker, for all the other churches, you know, for the new ministry that's sitting up here, you know, for Akita Smith and for Hunter Huntington, Wesley Smith. I thank God for what they're doing. I thank God for Pastor Kendrick Johnson and his wife, Felicia, what their ministry is doing in the community, what they're doing, you know, for other people in the community, brothers like Chris Robertson. And other brothers like that who mean well, who have a heart for our community, you know, and want to do things in our community. And for all of the people in our community like that, listen, I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. In fact, you know, I speak the blessing of God upon y'all life. You know your heart and what your heart stands for, how much of a blessing that you want to be to people, to your community, you know. I thank God for Pastor Liddy and her ministry that's come to our little humble town they sent by God, you know. So I look forward to Pastor Liddy, what you and your ministry bring to this community and anointing that flows in and through y'all and how it's going to impact, you know, God's purpose and will for this community, you know.
Amen.
And one other ministry I always want to lift up, you know, and that's Moments of Inspiration, you know. My brother up there in Alexandria, you know, Bishop Townsend, you know, that's a tremendous ministry to me, and I want my brother to know that, man. I love that brother. I love my whole family up there at KYT, but that brother there, you know, and I just love you, brother, with you and your family. The way that you minister to us, you know, and I think I heard my little signal, you know, but I just want you to know that I love you, man. Anything that I'm doing on this broadcast, you know, you listen, you have just as much free reign. If you have to come on at any time and say something, or interrupt anything, you know how we roll, brother. You know, you're at liberty to do anything and what God has given me to do, man, that you feel doing and necessary to do. Whatever it is, you know, however we flow, however we do together, even like what we're doing right now, the way we bring this over, you know, if you have to inject something, come on that broadcast, say something, whatever, you know how you roll. What do you feel? I trust your ministry. I trust the spirit of God.
This is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous